All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It was Monday, May 20th, and the Yankees were taking on the Mariners in the Bronx as they tried to extend their winning streak to 8 games. Marcus Stroman on the mound, looking to continue his good start. My recap, your reactions coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back. A little trouble, a little technical issue there with the intro, but it is what it is. Absolutely brutal loss for the Yankees. Clay Holmes finally ran out of invincible juice. He gave up, some soft hits there in the ninth inning, a couple of walks, but ultimately did not slam the door, and that is his job. So, hey, that's baseball. I'm not going to lay this one entirely at Clay Holmes' feet. There was an error. Umpire blew a couple of close calls, but hey, that's baseball. Yankees drop a tough one. So we got some news today that DJ LeMahieu is definitely going to take over at third base when he returns from the injured list, possibly later this week. John Birdie did his best today to kind of, make his case. He had a base hit and an RBI, but also got thrown out stealing. I don't see DJ swiping a lot of bags either. Gerrit Cole also going to face some hitters tomorrow. That's big. And despite this tough loss, if you consider what this team has done through its first 49 games without Gerrit Cole, I'll take it. They're still off to a very good start. And Aaron Judge was mostly awful for the first month of the season. But All good things must come to an end, and the win streak has been snapped at 7 games. I really wanted that eighth win. I really wanted to get to 10. I'll be honest with you. Let's go ahead and watch the highlights.
Let's see that
together. The formula has been pretty consistent. I was thinking how they hadn't had much drama. They take an early lead, they get excellent starting pitching, and then they tack on a couple of runs in the middle of the game. And the bullpen nails it down. And today they almost followed that formula. Just couldn't get the last piece of it. Aaron Judge continued to swing the bat well. He had a double. Verdugo had a good game. See him ripping a double down the right field line there. He's brought a ton of energy, and he's a doubles machine. And that's a beautiful swing. Cutter inside, and he barreled it up. Marcus Stroman was dealing all night long, and he was efficient, so he was able to get deep into the game. See him spotting the breaking ball in the outside corner there. This is a little hanger and basket catch from Alex Verdugo. He had 3 or 4 balls hit right back to him tonight, and he was just mixing his pitches. He was locating well. We had Soto had a couple of hits tonight. He scorched one through the right side there. Judge with the broken bat. Single, bat died a hero, and then Verdugo up the middle for his third RBI of the game. He had a good night. Soto coming hard around third base, almost took the pitcher's head off, and then another bouncer right back to Stroman, makes the flip. Sixth inning, gets the call, pitch just outside. Would have liked to have one of those in the ninth inning, I'll tell you, but we'll take it there as well. And then getting Rojas way out in front. Soft fly ball. Spotting 182, bottom of the zone. Third hit of the night for Verdugo. A little bloop into left field. 3-0. And then final strikeout of the night from Stroman. Gets a great ovation from the crowd. Standing ovation. He's pumped up. Untucks the jersey. John Birdie tacks on a run with a base hit through the left side, but that was the peak of the night and probably the peak of the win streak there. The climax, it was all downhill from there. 4-run inning for the Mariners in the ninth. See Ty France with the opposite field seeing eye single to give them the lead, and that was that. So very, very tough night for the Yankees.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
You get nothing.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Sam Wendell says, who are the trade target second baseman? Claybad can't be on the team this fall. Claybad, yikes.
Oh!
The law of divine oneness is Holmes didn't have his good stuff. That's baseball, Susan. You're absolutely right. He was able to up it to 98 miles an hour when he needed to, but he wasn't able to spot the breaking ball like he has been. You know, there's been a lot of good things about this streak, and we've pretty much matched what the 2022 team did through the first amount of games. I don't know what it is after tonight. I don't know what the 2022 team did at this point, but we've had a lot of comparisons between those two because that team got off to such a great start. I think this is a better team. I think it's a better year. We got better starting pitching. That team had decent starting pitching, but they didn't have anybody like Luis Gil beyond Garrett Cole or anybody like Carlos Rodon. And we had Jameson Taillon was pitching pretty good, but that team, the linchpin was kind of Michael King in the middle innings. So you'd get a decent start, and Michael King would come in the middle innings and shut things down. And then when he got hurt, the team just kind of fell apart. Also, that offense was pretty much Aaron Judge and not much else. This year, we've got more dangerous potential in the lineup with Verdugo and Soto and, you know, Volpe and all that. So Yankees actually got off to a good start once again. Judge smoked a ball at the center field wall. Verdugo ripped a two-run double down the line. And I'm loving how many doubles the Yankees are hitting this year. And they're still near the bottom of the league, I think. But Judge has been, you know, climbing up the list. He's got 16 doubles already. Verdugo's got 10 doubles. And Verdugo's a doubles machine every year. Marcus Stroman, you know, he was dealing from the very beginning. He was efficient. One hit and one walk through the first five innings. I think if you asked him whether he would rather strike out a ton of guys or throw ground balls and soft contact like he did tonight, I think he would take the ground balls and soft contact because that's the type of pitcher he's been his whole year or his whole career rather. He was vintage Stroman tonight. Bottom five, Yankees got three hits in a row from Soto, Judge, and Verdugo to take the lead. And Verdugo had three RBIs on the night. So solid night for him. Stroman retired 15 in a row at one point. Bottom seven, Volpe picked up an infield single to extend his hitting streak to 13 games.
More of that, please.
But, he's kind of stolen that leadoff job. I don't think DJ is going to hit leadoff when he comes back. He's hitting 269, 768 OPS, and he's been, you know, on a heater lately, 13-game hitting streak. It hasn't been like a dominant 13 games, but he's hitting probably around 300 over that span. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But, you know, he's been pretty consistent, and that's what you want out of the leadoff spot. And he still has good at-bats. He works the count. Story does not have a happy ending, though. He did get thrown out trying to steal second base with Juan Soto at the plate. Yankees ended up loading the bases on walks by Soto and Judge, and then Verdugo got his third hit, but Stanton banged into a double play to end the threat.
Double kill.
And that was the Yankees had two times where they bounced into inning-ending double plays, Birdie and Stanton. And Birdie, he was so speedy. He's such a speedy guy. Not only the double play, but got thrown out stealing, so wasn't able to execute with his speed tonight. Stroman, though, he was the main story for the Yankees. He was done after 7 1/3 innings, just three hits allowed, just one run and one walk allowed. He served up a solo home run to the final batter he faced. That pushed his ERA up over 3. I think this was Marcus Stroman's best game so far this season. Because of the blown save, he doesn't get a win, but he deserved one. He pitched well enough to win. And, you know, that's a perfect example why wins are oftentimes not the greatest way to judge a pitcher. It's why I don't include them on my stats anymore. I like the stat, but I think the scorer should be free to award the win to the pitcher who pitches the best, right? Who most impacted the win. So he's got a 3.05 ERA. I believe it got down to about 2.91 before the home run. That's the last I remember looking at it, either with one out or nobody out in the eighth inning. But hell of a job. Not bad for being Blake Snell's backup plan. And he's putting together a very good first season in pinstripes. I think he deserves a round of applause. Solid. Really, really good job. Bad drivers of North Carolina. That's true. Says double play killed the Yankees tonight. And I agree. John Birdie had the RBI single in the eighth, but then the wheels fell off. He got caught stealing. Good game behind the plate for Cal Raleigh, throwing out Volpe and Birdie. Clay Holmes came in for the ninth and just had a nightmare outing. Four soft hits, two walks, and the Mariners took a 5-4 lead. Mariners closer is Andrés Muñoz, and he's filthy. He made Anthony Volpe look absolutely ridiculous on a slider. And then Soto followed up with a soft single. Nice piece of hitting there. But he struck out Judge on a 101-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees on the black. Nothing you can do as a hitter there. So all in all, it was an entertaining game for sure. There was a lot of good things, but this is a loss that hurts more than it would typically on a random mid-May game, because not only are you snapping a winning streak, but it feels like all the momentum, I mean, all the energy got sucked out of the team after the Mariners took that lead. It's very important for the Yankees to come out tomorrow and get off to a good start and, you know, maybe even pick up a nice blowout win. A lot of times when a team suffers a tough loss at the end of a win streak, you can see the energy just drop from the team and they'll lose two or three in a row. Can't allow that to happen. Not this year, not in this division with the Orioles playing as well as they're playing. You got to come out tomorrow. You got to, you know, put on your work gloves and get to work and get the job done. That's what they got to do tomorrow. So, I mean, we're seeing a lot of hate on Holmes in the chat. I mean, the guy had a 0 ERA coming into the game. It's still 1.74, but people saying he's not a championship closer, and he may not be. He may not be. But his stuff has been the best in the league. Like his numbers have been the best in the league so far this season. I mean, he's legitimately been a Cy Young candidate. You probably throw that out the window now. To win it as a closer, you got to have unbelievable numbers. I mean, you can't allow four runs all year, pretty much. So even Mariano Rivera never won it. And there were years where he definitely deserved it. A lot of people saying that Gleyber Torres needs to hit the pine, sit on the bench. Seen a few comments about that. He had another tough night, 0-for-3, and error, his sixth error of the year. So he's on pace for mid-20s in errors. That's awful. That is awful. Take a look at the box score here. Yankees did get 12 hits tonight. Seattle got 7. Verdugo had 3. Judge had 2. Soto had 2. Rizzo had 2. So the offense wasn't bad. Offense did its job. Should have scored more runs probably, but they banged into a couple of double plays. That's baseball. Yankees got baseballed tonight. And then the pitching was just beautiful, except for Clay Holmes. Luke Weaver, by the way, 18 consecutive scoreless innings. Andy Williams says, come on, Derek, you know baseball. This man is not a closer. I do admit he's pitched great, but when it counts, he's going to let us down. How can you admit to something that hasn't happened yet? How can you admit to the future? That's not something that is possible. Look, do I wish we had Mason Miller as our closer or this guy tonight, Andrés Muñoz? Absolutely. That's the type of stuff you want from a closer. I think Clay Holmes, I've said this for years, would be the best setup man in the league, but he's what we've got. And we don't have anything better to put in there as a closer right now. Maybe that'll change. Maybe the deadline move is to go out and get a Mason Miller or somebody of that ilk. That could be what happens. But to say we can't win a championship with him, I don't think that's true, because we've seen when he's on and when he's got his stuff, he's almost impossible to hit. And E-Money with the rare coherent thought after a Yankees loss in one of these chats says, let's be honest, we all knew this day was coming. He's not going to have a 0 ERA all year.
You're a smart motherfucker. That's right.
Alejandro Gonzalez says, hard to see all the Gleyber hate. Still plenty of time left for the kid this season. 100% agree. And Gregory Wayne says, 9 left on base, 3 double plays.
My quantitative, my math specialist.
Quick word from Odds Jam. Looking to boost your sports betting game? Meet Odds Jam, the ultimate ally for data-driven wagering. With 260 plus sports books, it's your go-to platform. Here's how it works. Odds Jam's arbitrage tool spots differences in betting lines, letting you lock in risk-free profits. Plus, optimize bets with a positive EV calculator and track profits with a convenient bet tracker. Try it risk-free with a 7-day trial. Use code RECAPS for 35% off your first month. Link is in the description. Bet smart. Bet responsibly with Odds Jam. All right. Yep, we're slowing down here. We got the... All right. So Carl Krieger says, why not put in Loaisiga? Loaisiga is out for the season. He is struggling with arm issues. He, I believe, had a brace procedure. I don't think he had the official Tommy John surgery. I think he had the brace procedure on his elbow. He's always hurt, right? So they couldn't count on him even if they had him. David Paez says, loss aside, our starting pitching is fire. Let's see here. XNDLY says that they want Class A, Emmanuel Class A. Probably not going to happen because the Guardians are off to such a good start. The Guardians are in first place the last I checked. They're doing well. And then Lori C says, for fuck's sake, just relax, everybody.
I'm going to be over here, like, winning.
Anyway, all right, guys, tough loss for the Yankees tonight. And, you know, you just got to get back on the horse tomorrow. You know, that's baseball. The Yankees got beat in a very unfortunate way today, but just got to get back on the horse tomorrow. It's a long season. You weren't going to win 162 in a row. And tomorrow, hopefully we come back and even the series. So I will see you when I see you.